It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Good afternoon, and welcome to All Things Real Estate. We are Jeff and Jack Welch, the Welch Twins, associate brokers with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and we're delighted to be hosting the show today. While Ray visits his family during the holiday season, we want to wish him a Merry Christmas and hope you're enjoying your time away. We also want to thank Steve Reiman at Fidelity National Title for pitching in last week. We have what we hope will be a fun and informative show for you today, but before we get started, we want to remind you that if you need some help with renovation, repair, and design issues around your own home, we have some excellent companies to give you a hand. Simply go to our firm's website at www.santafe.realtypartners.com, click on the radio show icon, and look for the list of real estate resource companies. We also want to invite you to check out the very popular website, santafe.com, which offers you timely information on everything in our city, be it the restaurant and gallery scene, current real estate trends, and property listings, where to shop, where to stay, as well as events to attend. So go to santafe.com for information on everything happening in the city. You can also find information on All Things Real Estate Radio Show, as well as see articles written by brokers from Santa Fe Realty Partners. And once again, that's santafe.com. As always, we have a lot going on with the show today, so please sit back and enjoy All Things Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1260 KTRC. We also invite you to join in the conversation by calling us at 505-473-5722 or by emailing us a question at majordevelopment@msn.com. And before we introduce our in-studio guest and get into our interesting show topic today, we'd like to begin each program with a couple of minutes of state of the market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Andrew is going to be offering part two of his thoughts he started last Sunday on a very important issue that impacts all real estate transactions beginning on January 1st. Andrew, good afternoon. How are you today?
Hi, guys. I'm fine. I want to continue the discussion I started last week on the RESPA regulations that change as of January 1st. They feed in, as far as I'm concerned, the issue for me is the good faith estimate that I issue to a client. Basically, in the new GFE, there are three buckets of fees. The first bucket is the cost of the transaction, or the cost of the mortgage side of the transaction. And what happens here is there's one number, which includes all direct costs, and it also includes the service release premium that I, as a mortgage broker, can often give. And service release premium is also known as rebate. Now, I have to add that in, and if I'm going to get it, I'm going to subtract it out. The problem with this is that it lumps all the fees together. I'd rather break it out and show everybody which fees go where. And secondly, it locks me into having to forecast a service release premium when I have it locked for loans. These fees cannot change by $1. They can't go up. They can't go down. They're fixed over the life of the loan and until the closing. If there's an overage, if I've locked the loan at a higher service release premium, that money goes to the borrower, which is not a bad thing, but it makes it unpredictable. So I don't mind disclosing my fees, but if I don't know what they are, I'm going to have to probably guesstimate higher than I ordinarily would. The second bucket of fees are those fees which have mostly to do with title costs. And they can change by up to 10% on the upside on an aggregate basis. It breaks out what we charge for title, but not only what I charge on the lender side, but what the seller side also charges. And in this case, in New Mexico, the buyer usually pays the lender's policy. But I have to show that in any case. The problem is that I also have to include in some other fees that I don't know may or may not be charged. Survey, well septic inspection, water quality inspection, and a review appraisal, which sometimes comes up, and I don't know in advance. In order to protect myself, I have to include those fees in there. If I can't show, I don't mind showing what things cost, and I've always been fairly accurate on my projections. But the problem is that the GFE, as is proposed, as is going to be used, makes it very difficult for me to give an accurate application. So the question is, real quickly, how do I deal with this? One, I could do an application and then do all the research for the good faith estimate, try to lock the loan, and present a good faith estimate within a couple of days. Or I could present two separate good faith estimates, one that the government tells me I have to, and the other one that tells me what the actual cost, or gives me an idea to give my client the actual cost. I'm usually within $100 of my estimates. So I don't think that this is going to help in the least. On the other hand, I'm required to do it by law, and I think it's going to be a period now coming up of feeling our way through these regulations and trying to do the best we can.
Andrew, thank you very much for being on our show today. Sounds like this is sure to add a little confusion to the whole process, but I'm sure that over time we'll figure out how to navigate with all of these new rules.
Well, have a good show. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, we're back to all things real estate. We'd like to introduce our special in-studio guest, Jeff Major, co-principal of Major Development, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 15 years of experience. Today, Jeff is going to offer his thoughts and specific suggestions regarding the theme of what your money can buy. So whether you're thinking about building a new home, updating the one you're in, converting your garage into living space, or building a guest house, Jeff is prepared to offer you his thoughts on all of these various options. Good afternoon, Jeff, and welcome.
Good afternoon.
So, Jeff, you've been in the market 15 years. Tell us about that.
Well, Jack, I started 16 years ago, actually, building custom homes. And over the course of the last 15, 16 years, I've segued into developing as well as building, predominantly now spec homes. And that's become spec homes in Santa Fe, which has become a very strong niche for me, particularly infill-type projects, multifamily.
Okay.
And I will build custom homes for people. I will do additions and remodels. My favorite thing to do is find a raw piece of land and take it from that state to a fully developed piece of property. That is what I enjoy most.
Now, didn't you get your start out in El Dorado also?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us about that. How long ago was that?
That's going back several years.
One of many.
In actuality, what I had a great deal of success with, because there's a lack of garages in Santa Fe as well as the surrounding county, I was doing a lot of garages, a lot of garage conversions, a lot of additions, which added tremendous value to people's homes.
Sure.
and quality of life. And that was a very good business, but I also wanted to grow and expand into other aspects of building. So,
okay. And so that's when you changed from a builder to a developer.
Yes.
So to speak. Okay. So what improvements can you make to increase the sale potential of a home?
Well, you know, in this market, it's very competitive, and there's a lot of homes out there on the market. Depending on, you know, the home's condition, age, and whatnot, I would recommend certain things. In other words, because there's a lack of garages in Santa Fe, If you don't have one, I think that would be an excellent improvement.
Probably the easiest improvement to make as well.
It's very easy to do. It's very affordable.
Okay.
And it gives you something to talk about that your competition might not have. If your home's older, where you have single pane glass, it's not insulated, I would recommend probably considering upgrading to an insulated high performance window.
And what would that entail?
Well, that would entail removing the old ones, replacing them with new insulated glass. There's a lot of different options on the market. At the same time, you know, if it's an older house, the stucco's probably not in great shape. So it's a perfect time to restucco your house as well.
Okay.
So what you've done now is not only improve the appearance of your house, but the performance of your house. You're going to save money.
Performance from an energy
standpoint. Because insulated glass
sure.
is a lot more energy efficient mm-hmm. than single pane. So as far as heating your house, as far as it being cooler in the summer, it's going to save you a lot of money.
Okay.
And also right now the city has adopted, and I believe the county as well, if you will do energy efficient remodels, such as replacing your windows and doors, I believe they have low interest loans available to help you do that.
Sure, and there may also be some tax credits to consider.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. And, you know, you can take that to several steps further. You get into solar photovoltaic or solar hot water, particularly if you're doing something on the roof. Other smaller projects you could do is you could remodel your kitchen, especially if it's dated.
Got it.
That will be probably the best thing you could do in that case. Or simple things like skylights. Add some skylights. Bringing in light into the home is a big improvement. You know, plaster, paint, update the flooring. You know, if you have old carpeting and you want to put in some engineered wood flooring or tile, that will make a big difference possibly for you. Updating your bathrooms, plumbing fixtures in your bathrooms. I walked in one house on the east side. It was an old adobe. Great house, but the bathroom had Harvest Gold Formica countertop.
Ooh, very
and a
nice.
Harvest Gold sink. I mean, it was
harkens back
1960.
About 30 years. Sure.
And I told the fellow who wanted to sell it, I said, you want to sell this house, you have to do something with these bathrooms.
Well, and that's important if you're considering selling your house. Many of these concepts are vital to getting your house sold, at least in a timely fashion, and certainly at the price at which you're asking.
Correct. And you know, my wife and I, who's also a realtor, have had several discussions about how to move property. We have, obviously, our own property on the market we like to sell. Ours is new product, so we don't have some of the issues that we just discussed. But in the case for people who are trying to sell their property, you might be better off making an investment in some of these improvements that I just outlined
mm-hmm.
versus continuing to cut the price. That doesn't seem to be working for a lot of people, and I think that's really a dead end.
It's a very good idea. Now, we're going to take a break for just a moment, and we'll get back to Jeff Major, Major Development. Good afternoon, and welcome back to All Things Real Estate. I'm Jack Welch. I'm here with my twin brother, Jeff Welch, and we're also here with our in-studio guest, Jeff Major of Major Developments. Feel free to call us at 505-473-5722 or email us at majordevelopment@msn.com. In addition,
we'd like to remind you that Linson's Incorporated, a family-owned and operated business, has been offering fabrics and custom upholstery services for more than 30 years. If you haven't been to Linson's showroom, we suggest you stop by this Santa Fe institution and check out the more than 450 lines of fabric, custom bedding, and upholstery services that they have to offer. Linson's is a major destination for interior designers, decorators, and Santa Fe homeowners, and it ships its products to clients all over the world. Linson's is located at 1305 Cerrillos Road, and we encourage you to stop by and say hello to our friend Lupe Linson and her helpful staff. Linson's, for all your fabric and custom upholstery needs.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay, we're here with Jeff Major of Major Development. We were talking about the value of renovating your home and identifying some of the services that Jeff's company can offer from adding a garage to remodeling your kitchen, remodeling your bath. Jeff, so with respect to money, what can you get for a $25,000 or $50,000 to improve your home?
Okay, well, that's a good question, Jack, and I think that will help frame in people's mind where we're going with this. For instance, if you have like a $25,000 budget, I believe you can do a nice garage addition or a kitchen remodel, an extensive kitchen remodel. And for the same $25,000, replace all the windows, restucco the house, maybe have a little extra left over for some painting or whatnot. But if you have that kind of a budget, those items can be done.
Can all be done for $25,000.
Yeah. Okay. And that's going to depend on the type of appliances you're using and whatnot. But to modernize an average kitchen, there would be no problem to do that for $25,000.
Jeff, do you have an opinion over which of those items might give you the most bang for the buck?
I believe that's contingent upon the condition of the house. If your kitchen is in fairly good order, I wouldn't put the money there. If you don't have a garage, I think you'd be better off doing that.
I see.
So you kind of have to pick and choose depending on the state and the condition of your house.
Okay. So if I have $50,000, what do you suppose would be the best thing for me to do?
Well, always adding heated living space is going to add value to the house. So there could be a small addition, such as a living room, family room, maybe another bedroom. Along with that, you could certainly add in another bathroom. $50,000 is quite a bit of money to work with, and so there's a lot of flexibility there. But
sure.
I would say go with heated living space because it definitely is going to add tremendous value. Plus,
sure.
Another bathroom, if you roll that in, is always an added bonus.
Sure.
And then as far as, if we have a $100,000 budget, we're talking a large addition, maybe a major update to the house, complete remodel.
Okay.
There you could do possibly, a living room or den, or convert a garage, add another garage, even update your kitchen. There's a lot to work with there when you have that kind of money.
Sure, it sounds like you could do all of the above.
Yeah.
Now, if I was to consider doing such a thing, would there be any help from a financial standpoint, i.e., what's your experience with getting loans for such a thing from the banks these days?
Well, see, I think if you have an older mortgage, particularly in the 7, 8, 9% range, it would be a perfect opportunity to add an addition, which would add value to the house, which would give you the ability to refinance at a lower interest rate, and you could end up possibly with spending $100,000 in addition and not owing any more on your monthly payment because the interest rates are so low.
Got it. Yeah, it is a very good time. With interest rates as low as they are today, there's probably not been as good a time as this in 10 to 20 years for be that remodeling or buying a new home.
Well, I don't think you're going to see interest rates in our lifetime lower than what they are right now. And the article I just read in the paper today was they're projecting for 2010 interest rates will be in the 6% range.
Okay.
So, that's a big increase. It's a 20-25% increase from what we have today.
Well, then, ladies and gentlemen, we should make haste. And with that in mind, we're going to make haste to another break here. Once again, I'm Jack Welch. I'm part of the Welch Twins, and this is All Things Real Estate. We're going to move into the legal topic of the week segment from the Reuben Katz Law Firm.
This week's topic covers conveyance of water rights in New Mexico and is offered to us by attorney Melanie McGilvery. The New Mexico Constitution establishes management of water resources in the state of New Mexico. All water belongs to the public, and such ownership is the legal basis for government regulation of this resource. Public ownership is also the basic principle guiding the beneficial rights and the limit to use of the public's water. For purposes of real estate conveyances, a water right is an interest in real property that may, but is not always, pertinent to the property. Water rights can be surface rights or ground rights. A well is a groundwater right. If appurtenant to real property, water rights are typically conveyed when the property is transferred, unless specifically reserved. To avoid disputes, water rights should be separately conveyed by warranty, special warranty, or quitclaim deeds and recorded in the county where the water rights are located. In addition, a change of ownership of water rights must be filed with the state engineer and then recorded in the county where the water rights are located. Use of water in New Mexico requires a permit from the state engineer's office. Further, public notice and an opportunity for protest is not required for any change of ownership of a water right. However, public notice and an opportunity for protest is required for any transfer of water rights, that is, for any change in the point of diversion, place of use, or purpose of use of a water right. If a property is served by a well shared by more than one party, a well-sharing agreement should be prepared and executed by all parties having rights of use and ownership in to the well. One critical component in the well-sharing agreement should be a grant of easement for all parties to access the well and perform maintenance and repairs to the well. Oftentimes, a well may serve a certain property but be located on a completely separate property owned by another party. Under this scenario, the agreement should also provide for cost sharing for maintenance and upkeep of the well. Also, the well-sharing agreement should be recorded in the real property records of the county where the well is situated. Water rights can have substantial value in New Mexico and can be a critical component of a real estate transaction. As a very precious commodity with greater demand than supply, New Mexico's water is the subject of a great deal of legal action. For this reason, it's best to consult an experienced real estate or water rights attorney when buying or selling real property involving water rights. Thanks again to Attorney Melanie McGilvery for providing us with an excellent legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding water rights, please go to our website, www.santafe-realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon, and then go right to the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. It's time for another break. We'll be right back with Jeff Major of Major Development and All Things Real Estate.